Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's the 8th of March today. This one's a Tuesday. Glad, as always, to have you with us. Beleaguered Bank of America did something today it hasn't done in four long years. It hosted an investor conference, a chance for shareholders to chat up management and figure out what the heck is going on with a company that lost $3.5 billion last year. B of A is in the middle of a makeover after a long bout of indigestion, thanks to its purchases of Countrywide and Merrill Lynch, not to mention the whole financial crisis thing. The country's biggest bank has lots of work to do to get back to normal, but early reviews from investors are mostly positive, as our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore reports.
Bank of America said today the biggest thing its customers want is to restore their damaged sense of financial well-being. You could say that the bank wants the same thing for itself. Jeff Hart, an analyst with Sandler O'Neill, said Bank of America pleasantly surprised investors by not revealing any new financial disasters.
The biggest positive has probably been that there hasn't been a big negative. Let's face it, they're in the eye of every storm. I think expectations are very low.
Bank of America's big struggle has been to contain the lawsuits and losses from bad home mortgages that it inherited from Countrywide. CEO Brian Moynihan said part of the bank's strategy is to cut costs elsewhere.
Many of you asked me about expenses, and they are not satisfactory right now. There's no question. We're still eating large costs to deal with the mortgage issues.
That's going to take time and people to resolve. But Moynihan predicted the bank will turn in earnings of $40 billion before taxes this year. Bank of America will cut staff and close up to 10% of its branches. The bank has already sold off investments to focus on its main businesses. In the process, it raised $22 billion. But it won't be using that money for a buying spree. Moynihan jokingly declared that the bank will get a peace dividend by not buying more companies like Countrywide or Merrill Lynch. Here's Hart.
They're in a position where they've got the businesses they need or want. It's a matter of becoming more efficient.
Bank of America expects its cleanup to last several years. The question now is whether it will lose ground as it makes cuts, while big rivals like J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo are talking about their plans to add bankers and branches. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.
Here's your semi-regular update on the ever-expanding Facebook economy. There was news this morning that Warner Brothers is going to be the first studio to stream its films over the king of social networks. Warner's offering a 48-hour rental of The Dark Knight through Facebook. It's the latest in the Batman franchise. The price is 30 Facebook credits, $3 to you and me. And Marketplace's Steve Henn reports it's just another dip into the pot of gold for Facebook, but a potential nightmare for Netflix.
If I ran Netflix, I would be slightly sick to my stomach right now. 600 million Facebook users can stream The Dark Knight online right now. But if they want to watch that movie on Netflix, they have to wait for a DVD to show up in the mail.
I had a vision of a world without Batman.
Netflix has a vision of a world without DVDs, where all movies are streamed online, ideally using a Netflix subscription. The company already has thousands of titles you can watch this way. But the big studios won't let Netflix stream the really good stuff. They're still nervous that one company could dominate the online business. So that's why Warner Brothers approached Facebook to stream The Dark Knight. The deal couldn't be simpler. Facebook takes 30% of each download.
I think for studios, definitely the model is appealing.
Atul Bagga is an analyst at Think Equity. He says Facebook doesn't have anything that resembles an online movie store yet. But
we have already seen Facebook has caused a big disruption in the gaming world.
Social games on Facebook, like Farmville, have taken off, while game consoles, like Sony's PlayStation, are struggling. Justin Smith runs the site Inside Facebook.
Whenever Facebook starts experimenting with a new product in a new market, I think all the companies, particularly the leaders like Netflix, should pay close attention.
Warner Brothers is describing the Dark Knight rental deal as a test, but executives there say if this works, they'll also try selling movies on Facebook. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Bank of America shares gained almost 5% today. Netflix lost even more. Facebook shares, oh wait, it's not public yet, is it? We'll have the details when we do the numbers.